Hi, I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie V47, from the Ranger Command Power Hour and the Starfleet Escape Podcast. You're listening to another great Four-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out foureyedradio.com. It's Morphin' time! Today on Ranger Command Power Hour. Hello listeners, Eric here. The interview you're about to hear wouldn't be possible without the support of Boom Studios. I want to give thanks to Anthony specifically for reaching out to us initially to set up the interview with Amy Jo Johnson and for helping with the audio recording. This episode was originally recorded on February 7th, 2024, the same day that MMPR The Return Issue 1 released. Issue 2 is already out as of March 13th, with Issue 3 scheduled to come out on April 10th and Issue 4 on May 8th. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. And now on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Ay, 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 ay! It's the Ranger Command Power Hour!
Today on the Power Hour, episode 226, Ranger Command Interview, MMPR The Return, Issue 1, with Amy Jo Johnson. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. Summer Ranger up with your host. I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie B47. Today I'm interviewing Amy Jo Johnson, the actress, screenwriter, and director behind Kimberly Hart, the original pink Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, who returns to Power Rangers as part of the 30th anniversary to write her first comic book along with co-writer Matt Hodson and artist Nico Leon. Welcome to Ranger Command Power Hour.
Thanks. How are you?
Good. Doing good. First, I just want to say congrats on the launch of The Return and like the really successful Kickstarter. I think it blew everyone away how much support from the fans there was for this. So with this project and your return to Power Rangers, it seems like a long time coming. What was the inspiration for you to revisit the world of Power Rangers?
It was about 4 years ago when I had this idea for a TV show, actually, originally. And was just sort of playing around with some ideas and throwing them out there to Matt, who was my boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. But I realized that, going down that road would probably be very hard with, Hasbro having its own agenda with the Power Rangers and stuff. So with further talking about it with Matt, who is a massive comic book fan and has always had a dream of writing comic books, after talking for a while, we sort of realized, what if we thought of this more in like a comic book, format? So that was 4 years ago. And so we pitched it to Boom around that time. And here we are 4 years later. And that Kickstarter was so wonderful and overwhelming and really cool to see the excitement about this story that is now, as of today, out in the world. This is so fun. Matt actually just dropped off my first actual physical copy. He went to his comic book shop that he's been going to since he was 9 years old this morning. So that was really fun.
That's incredible. I just want to say I've read the first issue. I got to read it in advance, thanks to Boom. And I think it's an incredible start to what is going to be hopefully a really exciting series. And it really lays the groundwork for this alternate kind of universe for Power Rangers, like this what if scenario. So was that always the case to like maybe take it into like a what if situation, or was there any consideration about kind of basing this on the TV show, or where did that inspiration come from to just take it on its own?
Well, the original idea I had was based on Kimberly and Tommy having a child. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, oh, this would make a really cool TV show, almost like in the world of like a Dark Angel or a Supergirl. And so I was sort of like dreaming up this story in that direction. But then when I started collaborating with Matt and really thinking of it as a comic book and the 30th anniversary coming up, we really decided to embrace the original Rangers and embrace a what if we all stayed together as some heartbreak was happening, and just realized that was sort of the way to go. And then when Boom was excited and Daphna, our editor, who's incredible, was excited about that idea as well, that's when we just really honed in on that and like really like reimagining a whole sort of I mean, when I went back, it was so fun. Me and Matt went back and watched a bunch of episodes. As an actor, I never used to watch my work. So it was really, you know, now watching it with a super different sort of eye looking at it from sort of an outside and figuring out where is the point in which we will jump off of as our own, like, as you know what I mean? So that was really fun. Yeah. And then just revisiting all those characters and imagining them where they would be today, I think was really something that became the most fun of leaving from that original idea of just having it being about this one person to have it really be about all of us. It was, I think, the right move.
Yeah, absolutely. I really want to say the art by Nico is incredible. Like, I was blown away by the likenesses of all the actors from the show. How did Nico become involved in the project? Was it something that you had a choice of artists from Boom, or was this something that you knew of an artist and were like, I want to work with this person?
Boom definitely put his name forward, but we were sort of looking at other artists at the same time and sort of trying to figure out which style of artist would fit most with what we're really kind of going for. Mm-hmm. And when Nico's name was brought up and Matt knew exactly who he was and knew his past work, I looked at, you know, his style and what he's done, and we both knew that this is definitely the artist that we wanted. And I think that was a really great choice because he is so committed and just so talented. And what he's bringing to, you know, the collaboration and elevating the story in so many ways is really such a gift. So happy to have him on board with this.
Yeah, it's definitely cinematic. And I think you being a director for TV and film, that definitely has to be something that you're happy with.
Yeah. That was one of the choices in when we were choosing an artist, was to have that sort of element. And, you know, I have to say the learning curve for me from going from writing screenplays into writing comic books is gigantic. You know, it is definitely a different format in so many ways. But I think at the end of the day, a story is a story, right? And hopefully the story that we wrote is a good story. But it's been really cool to collaborate with everybody, with Daphna and Kenzie, who are the editors. And, you know, we turn in drafts and then they have suggestions and then that breaks it open. And then suddenly the story is at this next level. And then Nico will send in the art that he's, or the layouts, and that's always like not exactly what we had in mind, but better. You know, that's like part of the that's what happens when you're collaborating with people. And then Francesco with the, and Gloria with the colors, and then seeing it truly come to life. And then, you know, with Ed with the lettering.
Yeah, Francesco just like posted on Twitter about like his colors and adding the film grain and all that. And that stuff I really love, just as someone who likes behind the scenes for all this stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'm realizing, you know, in making a film, there's so many cool behind the scenes aspects. There is a lot of really cool behind the scene aspects of how a comic book comes together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just from the layout to our original script to the script that actually ends up in the comic book because of the placement. And, you know, it's like there's so many cool, like, extras that would be really neat to sort of release out there.
Absolutely. A big part of the mystery surrounding this story involves Jason and him being continuously morphed. So I just got to ask, what does he have in all those pouches?
I have Stan Mora. yeah, he's like, I think Rogue Red Ranger is one of my favorite characters of this series, especially Dan's design of him.
Yeah.
In writing all of the Rangers and where they are now, it was really fun to sort of take aspects of who we actually are in sort of a slightly meta kind of way. And, and but then also just, you know, we aren't our characters, but yet as an actor, we sort of are. So that was neat to imagine who would Zach be 20 years later and the drama that's happening within the book with the fact that there are no more Power Rangers. And there's a lot of heartbreak in Kimberly's life, and just sort of figuring out for the readers, you know, issue two will be exciting because a lot of those questions will be answered, and then off to the races in like a completely different direction, which is kind of exciting.
Awesome. I know you're very close friends with David Yost, and he was also involved in a 30th anniversary project with Once and Always and Cosmic Fury. Since you and David are close friends, did you have a chance to share any of this project with him as you were developing it, or what was going on with his character?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to David all the time. And while he was, even before he was shooting the anniversary special, he had his own idea of a different TV show of, what was it called? Quantum Continuum. So we would like FaceTime as I was cooking dinner and just talk about our stories to make sure that we weren't writing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so he knew our story early on. It wasn't like I asked him what he wanted me to do, but I was definitely sort of like letting him know like the key moment within the series and what was happening, which was fun because he's so great. I love him so much. We actually FaceTimed last night while I was having a facial mask.
So
I think next week I have to ask Boom, but I really want to go live on my IG and actually read the comic book out loud with David, almost like a cold read for him because he hasn't read it yet.
Wow.
I think that would be really fun.
Okay. That'd be really cool.
Right? I think it's fun.
Yeah, I think that'd be amazing. What can fans look forward to from the rest of the story, kind of in a broad sense, for the rest of the issues?
This morning, I was sort of like taking a peek at what some people were saying about the first issue and what they thought of it. And I've noticed that a lot of people have grabbed onto the fact that it's very emotional. And there's a lot of drama and there's an emotional aspect to the comic book that I think through lines throughout in a way that you won't expect. But I think there are moments that will be really exciting. And, you know, I'm just thinking like a week ago, we were going through a rewrite on issue four and sort of figuring out a particular moment. And Matt took a pass and wrote something back to me and I read it and I cheered. I'm like, and then I sent it to Daphna, and Daphna and Kenzie were like, we're cheering as well. And so I think there are those moments throughout. And then there's some heart. There's a lot of emotion, but hopefully it delivers what we think that it's going to do for the whole complete story arc of these four issues. Yeah, there's a lot that's going to happen.
Well, Amy, I think we're out of time, but thank you so much for talking with me today. It was an absolute pleasure, and it was really great talking with you. So thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, nice to talk to you, too. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphin Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at Ranger Command PH. Like us on Facebook and Instagram at Ranger Command Power Hour. Ranger Command is also on Patreon. Become a patron by pledging as much or as little as you like every month and receive cool perks. By pledging, you are helping us make our show even better. Go to patreon.com/RangerCommandPH to learn more. Thanks for listening.